JG3. Number 9B.
All right, so we can see then why it is not love's labor lost by allowing ourselves the privilege of working with Max Kapler's book, The Ordered Approach to the One Being, in these 8 ordered steps to resolving the personal I into the I Am, as we have them on page 58 in the study aid. This is therefore hard currency. It's not just a nice little work that we probably choose not to do. And one can see, therefore, it's difficult when a subject is introduced. At first it's sweet, and then, how does Mrs. Eddy say, the digestion's bitter. I think people are attracted to our work intellectually. And once they see that it involves a culturing of spiritual consciousness along categories, then it becomes, they have things to do, Mrs. Eddy said, like tend the farm and go to baked cake sales and things like this. So we can see then that I've always felt that this is like putting the money in the bank, quote unquote. This is much more insurance in the bank than if we had a big bank account. The more that we culture consciousness along the ideas, that's what the Bible says, be faithful over a few things, I make you ruler over many. This is really the stuff of the universe. Ideas is the stuff and the substance of the universe. You see, if the whole system is to make our nature and God's nature one in good, and that what we want to bring out every day is to see the goodness that happens, then we can see it's everything to culture consciousness in seeing that all is mental, the mental is good and evil. Judging what is good and evil cannot be judged according to our common sense, that we need an impersonal system of values. The thinking in terms of the ideas of the synonymous terms gives us a system of divine values from which we begin to let the Christ idea make our nature and God's nature one. So all the values that we learn under mind, and all the values that we learn under spirit, and all the values that we learn under soul, and principle, life, truth, and love, and then see how those reality values under mind interrelate to build tone mind. Once they are the tone mind, they become the structure of our consciousness, then the very own being. This is everything, to have the ideas of mind that we identify in that exercise. I am intelligence. I am not ignorance. I am law-abiding. I am not law-abiding. All these qualities that we affirm and deny, so to speak, first of all, on step 3, these exercises begin to drop off the old man, so to speak, and put on the new consciousness, and the new drop off the old nature, and let the Christ idea bring us the new nature, and we begin to culture an attitude of divine reality values that become our consciousness, and once they're our consciousness, they're our very own nature, our very own being. It is not only making our nature at one with God's nature, but it's making the whole universe's nature at one with God, the all earth and all nature itself. It will express this goodness. This is why one can see in the Bible that they say there will be a time when the lion is side by side with the lamb. That meaning that the all will have these qualities of goodness. It will no more longer be the law of the jungle, the law of the survival of the fittest, the law of there's not enough to go around by Malthus. It's no longer a win-lose situation. I'm okay, you're not okay, and that's good for me when you're not okay and I'm okay, because there's not enough to go around. So as long as I'm okay, that's what it's about. We can see all this type of thing is what's going on. So we see that this gives us the B attitude, the right attitudes in consciousness to respond then to the operation that's going on within God. We now see the most fundamental thing we can do in our work is to step by step let these exercises take hold in consciousness till finally we finally go out from I mind, and our consciousness includes in our very own being and nature all that I mind is. This is a standpoint of consciousness. These are four levels of spiritual consciousness, or four levels of spiritual being, which express that our nature and God's nature are one. And these are just, this would be our method, and it's an invaluable method, and it is the only thing. So, as I said, it is not love's labored lost. It is the most important thing we can do. Now, we see then that also that as the first record shows that let there be light, let there be a firmament, let there be in the third day the dry land, let there be in the fourth day the sun, the moon, and the stars, let there be in the fifth day the birds that fly above in the open firmament of heaven, and then in the sixth day God created man in its image and likeness. Now you can see, and then God rested. We can see through the days of creation that the goal is to create God, creates man as his image and likeness. That seems to be the purpose of the system. Now when man is defined, it's defined as therefore the compound idea, which includes all right ideas. Man is the compound of all the ideas of God. That constitutes the true idea, man. But it also shows there that the goal of the system was God conscious of itself, called man. So when we've been taught that when principle creates the universe, including earth, including all mankind, that principle is expressing what it is, and that principle wouldn't be known without its expression. So when principle creates the universe, including earth, including mankind, that is more or less God knowing itself, isn't it? And that itself is the image and likeness of God. This is why Mrs. Eddy shows us then in the textbook in Her Exegesis for Genesis 1:1 on page 502, especially the reason for the universe from the levels of science, divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science, where it says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Well, Mrs. Eddy said from a science itself level, the infinite has no beginning. This word beginning is employed to signify the only. And then divine science, that is the eternal verity and unity of God and man, including the universe. And then absolute Christian science, the creative principle, life, truth, and love is God. The universe reflects God. And then there is but one creator and creation. And then the Christian science level impact. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embedded in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. So in to show that the system was operating to bring out God conscious of itself, and that man seem, in the image and likeness of God seems to be the highest expression. Probably why that quote I've been quoting all week in both classes, where she says, the admittance to ourselves that we're God's own likeness, that's identifying us with what we really are, the image and likeness of the model of being in operation, sets us free to master the infinite idea. This closes a door on death and opens it wide to immortality. That the whole purpose was really that to make us admit in our, not what we say, but by what we are, that we're God's own likeness. Once It's not, and that's important. It's not admitting by saying, I now admit, I pledge allegiance to the admittance that I am God's own likeness. I am mind's likeness. I am spirit's likeness. I am soul's likeness. I am principle's likeness. I am life's likeness. I am truth's likeness. I am love's likeness, operating as the word Christ, Christianity, and science on the levels of science, divine science, and absolute Christian science. Amen. And now I should be spiraling. Doesn't mean that, does it? Doesn't do it. I mean, we can have a Bible there, the textbook and the model of being, and we can do it. This isn't the kind of admittance, is it? Our life emits it. It's what we are is the admittance that we're God's own likeness. If we could get the Bible under there and the textbook and the model of being and do this, we'd have it made. That's what we'd like to do, all of us, including myself. I think that would be just wonderful. And we'd be free of all our Christ experiences that we would have had go another way than they went. But we all would have written the story differently. But anyhow, we can see that wasn't the point. The point was to bring out of what we are admits through everything we are that we're God's own likeness. That's why we can see that when the armies of evil came to Jesus with Judas leading them, and Judas kissed Jesus, and the whole army fell back. They fell back. Why? Because everything that he was pushed them back. There was no congruency between his nature and what those things were out there trying to take him to the cross. They fell back because of the strong impulse of what he was. And there was no relationship there, so they couldn't communicate. All they could do was to fall away. And finally, give a Judas enough rope, it hangs itself, as we know. So the impact on the world today, they see the same thing under a different tone. They call it the anthropic principle, but they begin to see that somehow the whole system is operating to bring out a conscious identity that reflects back on the universe. And naturally, we see that the impact of the spiritual idea on the human was the reason for my subject this week, and how they're getting gradually converging toward the spiritual concept, gradually. But under the anthropic principle, it says that the universe regarded as a self-exciting circuit. The universe, symbolized by the letter U, begins with a big bang, upper right, and grows, thickening stem of the U, ultimately to give rise to life, mind, and the observership. The nature of the perceived universe is dependent upon the act of observation. As in the diagram, the existence of an observer completes the circuit and is as essential to the creation of the universe as the universe is to the creation of the observer. So you see that they can see that the universe evolved for the sole reason of the observer looking back, huh? It's a symbol, but they begin to see that man, it was not an accident in the universe, that somehow the purpose of the universe was to evolve towards man and the consciousness of man. And now they all ask for a higher consciousness of man. Because that was the purpose of the universe and evolving in the first place. So we can see then that these exercises now that we are doing with these laws are showing us, as the laws now come from science itself down to divine science, we now know why that is a hierarchical that the nested hierarchy of God through the Christ idea and its translation and retranslation, why that nested hierarchy of principle being its own infinite principle looks like it becomes a control hierarchy from the levels of science itself to divine science to absolute Christian science to Christian science to retranslate now out all that isn't like God. So we will continue working with these laws now in order to see just how that it happens all the way down to the level of Christian science with that goal in mind. All right, so we come now then to the law of divine science. And I have questions we ask about it. And we can then turn to our study aid for that law. And we find that law on page, I think it's 81 in the study aid. Okay. And then we have the little study questionnaire that I gave out, which continues to ask the same questions of each level. Then on the level of divine science, that law of divine self-organization. And we already saw then that I guess at the moment I only have this transparency, but it is a copy of the one on page 81. It just happens to be marked up a bit, but we won't bother it. All right, so therefore we can see then that whole law on the level of divine science then is that law of self-organization. And we already talked out amongst ourselves, why is that the divine law of self-organization? And I mentioned there, why aren't there other laws? Why isn't it divided, therefore, into the four, like a law of the level of divine self-organization? And then why isn't there then a law for the word of divine science, the Christ of divine science, the Christianity of divine science, and science of divine science? So we answered that because of the pedal note of the level. So what did we arrive at when we answered why there aren't four different laws here? Why is there only one level law? What did we say? I think Mary Jane answered it, actually. What did you say there, Mary Jane? Do you remember? I remember it, that we were going to do it out from being system intrinsic, and we were going to answer the question from the system itself. So we ask, what level are we on, Mary Jane? It would be, okay. And therefore, what is the pedal note of the level of divine science? Tonality. All right, the operational sense of the one being, and therefore, yeah, operational sense of oneness, isn't it? And it's a one, so that would be the oneness, okay, you give the operational sense, that's already a sense of the relationship is of oneness, isn't it? It's an operational sense of oneness. An operational sense of oneness between what and what? Between principle and itself? Principle being its own infinite principle? No. Okay, all right, that's good, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship of an operational sense between principle and idea or ideas. Okay, so therefore, if it's an operational sense between principle and idea, what is that idea? What's the first view that principle wants us to see of itself? The little toenail of David? No. Principle wants us to see what is it going to brag about itself to begin with? Principle wants to say, I created all these little teeny things in being. Look at all these little things I created. And all these little things that take it for infinite years and years before you say, well, get to the point. What do all these little things add up to, huh? Uh-huh. But what did it create first as idea? Big? Big, it created the universe. So that's divine science. You see, idea is the universe. Principle created its universe first. Yeah, well, the principle, sure. Out of science itself, principle is bringing forth its idea. Its idea is the universe first. Wouldn't it want to show the big picture, that comprehensive view? Wouldn't it want to show what it was showing to begin with? The big view? The forest? Before it started showing us all the trees? If it starts showing us all the trees, we may just get bored and leave. It wants to get our attention and say, I'm showing you this. Look at my big view. Otherwise, we may not get the point if it shows us all these little details. So therefore, anyone would want to, first of all, show the big comprehensive view behind the subject, then show the details as they go within the view. That's that holistic reasoning, isn't it? Always go out from the whole and see how all the interrelationships are within the whole. Okay, so principle, I think Dave said it nicely, it's like a lens. First of all, when you have a lens, the first thing that when you look at it through the microscope, first of all you see is the first layer down, and that's principle showing its big universal view, divine science. Then as we go in a little closer with the microscope, principle is going to show the more details, and we measured the wall thereof. And we see the details, man, the calculus of ideas. This is what St. John's method was. He saw a new heaven and a new earth, and it came down from heaven. He didn't first show us Christian science or absolute Christian science. He showed us divine science, didn't he? The big view first. And the city lieth four square. Then he, on absolute Christian science, as we've seen, he measured all the details of it. And then the tree of the garden on all its leaves were for the healing of the nation. So you see, this is system intrinsic, but we have, and we don't even need to know that it's called divine science. All we're after is that principle first creates its idea, universe. And that is an operational sense of oneness, as you say, it's principle in relationship to its universe, and universe means turned into one. And as Mrs. Eddy says, the tonality there is principle operating principle. Principle and its idea is one, and this one is principle. It's just principle on the level of science itself. We're saying to it, what does it mean that you're your own infinite principle? What's going on within there? Oh, principle is operating principle, first of all, as the universe. There's a universe out there, which is God, you see? That's first, isn't it? All right. So, and that's a closed system, isn't it? All right. And it's all embracing, isn't it? Okay. And so therefore, wouldn't the law have to govern the phenomenon on that level? Wouldn't the law, as we saw now, a law is dimensional. Wouldn't a law governs a multitude of phenomena? That's the meaning of a law. So if the phenomenon that God appears on and the level of divine science is different than the science level, so therefore the law has to be different. It's governing a different phenomenon, isn't it? And the phenomenon is principle showing itself as ideational universe in an operational sense of oneness, where principle in its universe is one, and this one is principle in a self-contained universe. And therefore, it doesn't need four, does it? Because it's a law that is somehow a self-contained law, an operational sense of oneness. Okay? And so that's the place value. This is what the time for thinkers has come, so we can reason it out according to the category. Therefore, what would be the factor of the law? The elements of the law taken from the pedal note. If the pedal note is principle and its idea is one, and this one is principle, what's the first element under consideration? Principle. What's the next element under consideration? And how does it operate? Yeah, well, that's is one. And this one is principle. So principle and its idea is one. There's an operation going out where the idea is one with its principle, isn't it? So principle and its idea is one, and this one is principle. Principle and its idea is one, and this one is principle. So we have one factor, principle, and its idea is one, is the operation, and this one is principle. So one factor, principle, the second factor, and its idea is one, and the third factor, principle. Yes? Okay. Then we see, therefore, the factor of the law can be principle operating principle. Now, how does it operate on this level? As the Word, as the Christ, Christianity, and science. That's a city four square. That isn't just made up. Mrs. Eddy is showing us, as we know, that this is how she interpreted the city four square. In the Bible, she says that the city four square lieth as one side of the holy city is the word, the logos of St. John, the word, and on the next side is the Christ in its operation. And on the next side is Christianity, and on the next side is divine science, doesn't she? So we see that that fourfold operation of the city four square is a process of word, Christ, Christianity, and science. So principle is operating principle as the word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Can we hear the tonality of divine science? Okay. And therefore, we can say then to ourselves, then, if therefore, what does it mean that principle operates principle as the word Christ, Christianity, and science? And there we have learned through what Max brings us that we could say that principle operates principle out of itself, doesn't it? Out of its own self-existence. On that level, is there anything going on besides principle? Could we say principle is operating itself out of the mind of Sally Jane somewhere in Toronto? No. Sally Jane may think she's a channel for principle and can be speaking in tongues and all that. Do we believe Sally Jane? No. Because we know that principle is operating out of itself. And it's operating through the channel of the Christ, not through Sally Jane in Toronto, you see. No, it doesn't need any channel. And the outcome is it is as itself, as a whole of itself. And it is operating as a science for the glory of itself. So we see, therefore, that is always principle then operating out of its own self-existence, through its own self-expression. The outcome is always as its own self-fulfillment for the glory of itself. It's a self-contained universe. Being is the emanation from his own infinite self-containment. That we never leave being, do we? On the whole model. Because it's holistic. The whole cannot be divided. It's an undivided whole. Do you see how we have to drill ourselves and drill ourselves and drill ourselves just to be able to flow?